From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Rallies engulfed Europe over the escalating refugee crisis Saturday. Human rights activists, politicians, and performing artists marched to London's Parliament Square, that is, in solidarity with the plight of the refugees, many of whom are trying to escape armed conflict in Africa and the Middle East. Newly elected Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn told the crowd that political leaders in Europe have finally decided to do the right thing.
They've rediscovered that you don't need to walk in fear of the far right and the racists. There is actually a popular uprising in favor of decency and humanity in our society.
A crowd of about 30,000 people rallied in Copenhagen, Denmark. About 1,000 rallied in Stockholm, Sweden, that is. But about 5,000 people joined a protest against migrants Saturday in Warsaw, Poland. The Polish government has opposed fixed refugee quotas proposed by the European Union. Egypt's Prime Minister Ibrahim Mahlab and his cabinet resigned on Saturday in the face of intense media criticism and a widening corruption investigation that saw the agriculture minister arrested on corruption charges just days ago. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi asked outgoing petroleum minister Sharif Ismail to head a new government within a week after accepting Mahlab's resignation. Key portfolio holders, including defense, interior, and foreign ministers, are expected to remain in the new government, which will oversee long-delayed parliamentary elections. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabian officials have pledged that this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 others at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The huge construction crane crashed through a ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers just days ahead of the annual pilgrimage at one of Islam's holiest sites. The head of Saudi Arabia's Civil Defense Authority, Suleiman Al-Amr, said that high winds during a storm caused the disaster. Prince Khalid Al-Faisal, the governor of the Meccan region, has ordered an investigation into the incident. Two Russian military cargo planes carrying 80 tons of humanitarian aid arrived in Syria to set up a tent camp for more than 1,000 refugees. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konanchevkov said Saturday that the humanitarian aid included materials for setting up camp, including beds, mattresses, stoves, water cisterns, and food. U.S. President Barack Obama has expressed concern about Russia's increased military activity in Syria. U.S. General Philip Breedlove is NATO's supreme allied commander for Europe.
We, like you, are watching this with concern. We don't truly understand yet what it is that Russia is going to do in Syria. We have heard everything from humanitarian operations to combat operations. So it remains to be seen what this will be in the end.
Moscow has said that it was sending military equipment to help the Syrian government fight the hardline Islamic State group and has also sent experts to train the Syrian army to use it. However, the Syrian National Coalition condemned what it called direct Russian military intervention, describing such a step as hostile behavior. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes have targeted military facilities belonging to Houthi rebels in Yemen. At least 16 people are reported killed, including 10 people from the same family in the airstrikes. The raids struck Houthi-controlled areas of the capital city Sana'a and the southern city of Taiz. Meanwhile, security officials in Taiz said that rebels have intensified attacks against pro-government forces. The United Nations says the conflict in Yemen has killed more than 2,100 civilians. At the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, Italian Flavia Panetta defeated countrywoman Roberta Vinci to take the women's title. Panetta beat Vinci in straight sets, 7-6, 6-2, and then announced her retirement from professional tennis. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.